Okay, what were some of the jobs you got involved in when you went to work with the highway department after teaching?
Well, for the first summer, I worked for them one summer here in Fairbanks, and I often look back on my career because it coincided practically with the contracting industry moving into the state to build highways. When I first went to work here in Fairbanks, I was in charge of building a bridge, which many of you drive over every day, there where Illinois Street comes out to College Road, that little bridge there. It's over Noise Slough. And I often think of that because the only contract work that was done was in the first contract work by the Road Commission in Interior Alaska was the College Road surfacing, and that was done in 1950. And then when I went to work in 51 on this bridge, you know, there's when you're doing contract work, it's considerably different than when you're doing force account work, in that you have so much paperwork to do. And for instance, making out an estimate for a contractor, a monthly estimate, what work did he accomplish, how much is he due for pay. Well, so when the first month came around and I was to make out an estimate, I went out to the fellow that was in charge of engineering and I said, well, how do I do this? He says, darn if I know. He says, I've never done it before. So that's how we began. And so everything we did was, you know, every problem that came up was an emergency because there was no precedent. And so as an example, I can, on building that bridge, I finally contacted Juno and to how are we going to make out this estimate. So they sent me a form, and they had the form marked, you know, checked with red marks as to what I should do. So I filled the darn thing out and thought, well, at least I know how to do that now. So we sent it down for payment to Juno, to the headquarters office, and the next mail it came back. And it was all marked up. Everything was wrong. And, of course, it made me rather angry because I'd spent so much time getting the darn thing right. And so it was all marked up, so I just redid it to conform with the second batch of instructions I got. And this is hard to believe, but that went down, and that came back as all wrong. And what had developed was that in headquarters, when I asked for instructions, I got the instructions from our contract branch, who was in charge of all contract work, which seems logical. And when I sent it, the first draft down, it was accepted by the contract branch as okay. But it, was, of course, had to go to finance for payment. When finance saw it, they didn't agree with that at all. So they sent me back to redo it, and when I sent it back down according to finance, contract wouldn't agree to it. So you see, everything was, in those days, was an emergency. And the first time you did it, you had to learn how. And it took several years before all procedures were developed. And in fact,